Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Andrew. You're on 770 CHQR and listening to More Than Money. And we are going to talk about More Than Money today. We've got Neil Pasricha, who is an international best-selling author. A number of books here. The Book of Awesome, The Happiness Equation. But he's got a new book coming out November the 5th called You Are Awesome. Neil, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, listen, we talk about... So Andrew and I are in the business of a financial business. We help people and families go through the transition into and live through retirement. And I got to tell you, we named this show More Than Money because this period of time that we refer to as retirement is more complicated than thinking about an endless long weekend. And happiness, although it sometimes sounds cliche to talk about, isn't a given. We see that all the time, Andrew. It's not a given when you move into this. You know, this phase called retirement.
You know, I hate to joke about it, but, you know, when I meet with people and I financial plan with them, one of the things is there's a survey done by one of the lifeguards, and they said there's three things. If you're retired, 65, and married, chances are one of you is going to live to age 95.
Right.
I think it's about 37%.
Yeah.
I said, funny thing is they never said happy.
Right.
Yeah. So Everybody gets a joke about it, but really that's a key factor in how you live your life and move forward.
Okay. So, Neil, I'm going to put you on the spot right off the bat. I'd like you to help us define, how should people think about happiness? What's the key here?
Well, honestly, I think it's about the four S's. And so you need, the first S is social. A big part of it is having people in your life that you are friends with, that you guys seem to get along great. So everybody needs people like that in their lives. The second one is structure. You got to have a reason to get out of bed in the morning. You have to have somewhere to go, something to do, somewhere to be, someone that's looking forward to seeing you. The third S is stimulation. This one is about constant growth and always learning, right? You always, at the end of the day, you know how people say you learn something new every day? You have to make sure you learn something new every day. You have to always have your mind stimulated. And the last S is story. This is about a larger purpose. So story means you're part of a group doing something that you could not do by yourself.
Right.
Okay. You have to have a deep inner sense that, like, hey, the work I'm doing is contributing to a larger or greater good. Those four S's are social, structure, stimulation, and story. And I believe they will make you happy if you get those every day.
Well, we'll come back to each one of those in just a moment. You know, it reminds me of a story. So being retirement guys, you know, we're often asking people, Andrew, what are you transitioning to? So we know what you're retiring from. But what are you retiring to? And often we get some blank stares on that.
We do. And in fact, I've actually this week, I said to a couple of people that I want you to go home and I want you to practice retirement, which is an odd comment, right?
But
it's totally what we're looking at right now. And you know, it's an important factor in how we move things forward and make that stimulus for them.
Right. So I'm going to jump to structure for a minute, not to minimize social if they're in some order of importance for you, Neil. But structure seems to be something. I threw out this idea of the endless three-day weekend, right? So if people, or when we see people, couples, whatever it was, single people approaching retirement and thinking that they're simply going to be in you know, experiencing that endless long weekend over and over, I don't think they have the structure that's necessary to get them through a sustained, you know, long, beautiful retirement. They're setting themselves up for problems. Maybe you can give us a couple of thoughts and ideas around what structure means and what people should be thinking about with respect to structure as they move into retirement.
Sure. And I don't know if it's been clear or not, but I'm against retirement. So I'm personally, the research I've done shows that retirement is very dangerous for most people. Most people lose those four S's. They don't have social connections.
Right.
They lose structure. They aren't learning, so they're losing the stimulation, and then they aren't part of a larger whole. My high school guidance counselor was forced to retire at age 65 because Ontario, where I'm from, had that in place. 2 weeks later, he had a heart attack, and he died. Yeah. And I wrote about that in The Happiness Equation, and after I wrote about that, everyone said, hey, that's like my uncle. That's like my cousin. That's like my you know, people all have stories about somebody being kind of robbed of this purpose. You called it structure. I call it structure. You call it structure. You take a week. It has 168 hours in it. You divide that by three, it's three buckets of 56. I say to everybody, okay, here's how I think about structure. You want to sleep 8 hours a night? That's the goal. That's what the doctor says. Great. 8 times 7 is 56. That's a whole bucket. One whole bucket a week. You are sleeping.
Right.
Then I say, fill it with some meaningful work. Fill one bucket with meaningful work. Call it a 40-hour job, plus add in your commuting time and your working from home time. Even if you aren't getting salary, and that isn't an S I mentioned on purpose, then make it volunteering at a hospital or doing something down at the library, whatever it is. You have to have that structure. And those two buckets together, for most of us, pay for, justify, and create that third bucket. So I'm 40 as I speak to you today. I don't ever plan to retire. But I will tell you, in my structure of my week, every single week I have 56 hours to do whatever I want because I sleep and I work. And those things, for me right now, give me a lot of time with my kids. You know, we take breaks. I unplug on the weekend. I mean, literally unplug from my phone. So I have, not retirement, but I have a bucket a week built in to give me that mental escape and break that I think we do all need.
Well, you're not going to get any argument from us about the fact that retirement is dangerous. You're right. Because people think of it, unfortunately, that the traditional definition of retirement is you're leaving work and, you know, you're going off to whatever it is, watch TV or something like that. But that is that we see that is a horrible experience. That nobody enjoys that experience, right? You've got to be engaged in whatever that next step is. So I agree with you, Neil. I think you're smack bag on the whole thing. So let's talk about somebody who's maybe coming to the end of the work career. But they don't want to retire, right? They still want to be engaged. They need the social structure, stimulus, and story. What do you do? How do you start thinking about this?
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to think about this. First of all, I just want to say real quick is that retirement was invented only in the late 1800s over in Germany when Chancellor Otto von Bismarck decided to introduce retirement because he had 20% youth unemployment and everybody died at age 67. That was lifespan.
Right.
So they made up the number 65. We've all just copied it in the Western world, even though we live 30 years longer than that today. So, it just literally we've taken an old antiquated thing. And in terms of finding something what you want to do, I say there's three tests you can do on yourself. The first one is called the Saturday morning test. So ask yourself today, if you have a Saturday morning where you have nothing to do, where do your natural preferences lead to? Okay, are you going to the gym? Well, maybe you want to do some personal training. Are you playing a musical instrument? Well, maybe you want to teach clarinet on the internet. I don't know what it is. My point is that do the Saturday morning test on yourself to find your natural passions, things that come up and bubble up inside you when you aren't conscripted to be somewhere else. That's the first thing I always say.
Done.
The second thing is the five people test. So you don't know what you want to do. You don't know what you want to do. Do the test of who are you hanging out with. The five people surrounding you, according to the book Connected by Nicholas Fowler, almost always can be averaged out to you. Like, you are the average weight of those five people, probably the average height of those five people, probably the average, it sounds crazy to say it, but if those five people around you smoke, you're probably a smoker. If they don't, you probably aren't, right? And so looking at them sometimes gives you a little bit more self-awareness because you're like, wait a minute, all my friends play golf or all my friends do crochet or all my friends play bridge. Well, maybe I'd like it too. Like, just look around. And the third and final thing I tell people to do is what I call the bench test, okay? Which is, the reason it's called the bench test is because a buddy of mine was lucky enough to get into a number of Ivy League schools, and his way to check which one he wanted to go to was to sit on a bench in the middle of campus for an uninterrupted hour, silently observing and connecting with the conversations he was hearing to assess his level of fit with it. So what else can you do the bench test on? Everything. You could do it on a house. Just get an Airbnb in the same neighborhood. You can do it on the car. It's called a test drive. You can do it in a job. Say you want to shadow somebody for a little bit of time, or you want to work for free for a couple of weeks to get an observational thing going. You want to sit in on a class. Well, most universities let you sit in on a class for free. Mm-hmm. You know, almost anything can be bench tested. You can kind of sit in and watch and to see if you have a natural affinity for it.
In the absence of doing these things, what's the outcome?
What I believe the outcome, so Fortune magazine says the two most dangerous years of your life are the year you are born and the year you retire. The New York Times now reports the average person needs at least $400,000, that's USD, in order to retire, which most people do not have. So I believe retirement is a concept that's completely broken. It's based on assumptions that are no longer true. One, that we die at age 67, which we don't. Two, that we can afford to leave work, which most of us can't. And three, that we want to, quote-unquote, do nothing, when actually I say, you don't want to do nothing. You need an ikigai. An ikigai is a word from Japan. It means a sense of purpose, a reason to get out of bed in the morning. Everybody needs a place to be, something to do, and eventually those four S's in order to have a fulfilling and meaningful life. If you don't do that, I actually honestly think it's a recipe for early death. I think you need that purpose in order to keep going.
Okay, Neil, where can we get, if somebody's interested in your book, You Are Awesome, coming out November 5th, where do they get it?
Any bookstore that they ever go to, the local independent bookstore, Chapters Indigo, Amazon, Costco, Walmart, wherever you shop and buy books.
Neil Pasricha, he's an international best-selling author of the book Awesome, The Happiness Equation, and also the new book coming out, You Are Awesome. You can get them at any of those locations. Neil, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, my friend, we've got our upcoming seminar. We're going to try to make all that come true, right? I think Neil was smack bang on. How do you pull all this together, plus
Absolutely.
Add the wealth
yep.
overlay to it, and create the best retirement that you can?
Absolutely, and we invite people to come out and join us Tuesday, September 24th, 7 p.m. at the Sheraton Four Points, Calgary West. That's across from COP. Reserve your seat. Give us a call at 966-8400 or online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Stick around after the break. If you've got questions like, when do I need to take my CPP, early or late, or can I commute a pension, stick around for that. We're going to talk to Andrew Masson about the financial planning way to come up with those answers. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.